Lord, we ask and receive revelation in your knowledge this morning. We ask that you will bless us with insights. You will cause us to be instructed, charged, strengthened, admonished. You will cause us to be much more stable in the realities of our rights and privileges in Christ. We ask and receive revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every heart this morning will be blessed, encouraged, instructed, and made wise according to your work and your plans in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Alright. So we're looking at the authority of the believer. Ephesians in chapter 6. Hallelujah. Ephesians in chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Look at this. Let me say this. This is just for maybe a few of us, yeah. But it's actually for all of us. We have a duty. Are we together? Are we together? To keep how our meetings go. Are we together? We have that duty. Is it clear? Is it clear? Uh-huh. We have that duty. So I just felt to say that. One of the mandates, you know, when you say mandates, assignment. One of the assignments that we have that assignment to maintain a kind of meetings. Hallelujah. So you can't just follow the weave around because maybe something new is happening. Christianity is not a movement. Are we together? Are we together? It's not a movement. So in a movement, anything that comes, just flow with the tide. Like you have on the social media. Anything that happens, just a movement, just flow with the tide. Enjoy the moment. Let's just feel among and be updated. No, there's no such rubbish updates. The faith has its methods. Are we together? We're going to see that in our second session. Hallelujah. Faith has its methods. So we have a duty to maintain a kind of meetings. A meeting of reverence, of awe. I taught it earlier this year. Supernatural recognition of our meetings. I think that was the first teaching of this year. We came in from Christian meetings while we meet, then we went into Christian meetings when we meet. What happens? So I taught you how to receive by having the supernatural recognition of a meeting. This is not an association meeting. This is not a concert. A Christian meeting is not a concert. Is it clear? So where you just dance and then you have a nice time. No. No. That's filthy. You just come and then you dance and then you have a nice time and then the music team is performing. No. There's no performance here. Hallelujah. In our meetings, only one person is hallowed. God. It's a meeting, hallelujah, around Jesus Christ. It's a glorious meeting. Are we together? Are we together? So we have a duty, if we want to see certain moves of the Spirit of God beyond the norm. Beyond the norm, beyond the ordinary. If we want to see beyond the norm, beyond the ordinary, they will have that duty. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So Ephesians chapter 6. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6. Are we all there? I asked if we're all there. Okay. So can we read together? One to go. We stand. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. So we said, we're looking at the believer's authority, dominion. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 28. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. Jesus, upon his resurrection, where did I learn to pronounce Jesus that way? I think I got that from Pastor Chris. Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. I've been wondering. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Yeah, I think so. Jesus. Yeah, that's Pastor Chris. And then I think my father in the Lord too. In Matthew's Gospel, bless you. Amen. Spoke us. Alright. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. Are we all there? It says in verse 18, and Jesus came and said unto them, saying, what did he say? Are we together? Want to go? All power is given unto me in what? Heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. I've showed you times without number that the word power there is translated authority or right. Right. More than just a privilege, authority. What someone has earned, authority. Jesus referring to what he has earned, hallelujah. Authority. The word exousia, hallelujah. You will see John said concerning that authority, John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the authority. Again, you see the word recurring here. To become the sons of God. The authority. The right. The authority to become the sons of God. It says, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. So Jesus talks about a right. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Or someone said right. It says authority. Now when you have authority, I told you that authority is for activities. Authority is for responsibility. That means you're going to carry out responsibilities when you have authority. Or that means you were given authority in order to carry out responsibility. So when we say the believer's authority, we are also saying that the believer, or when we say the believer's authority, we are supposed to gain insight, a teaching or an explanation of the believer's authority will be insight or insightful as touching the responsibilities of a believer in Christ. Hallelujah. I told that several over the years. That we do not have a Christianity without what? Without what? Responsibility. Sometimes I just make some statements again for the sake of mentioning it again. Hallelujah. I love that. Hallelujah. You don't have Christianity without what? Responsibility. So in that responsibility, you have instructions. Look at what Paul said in Ephesians 6. So he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And then we looked at what he meant by in the Lord. So in the Lord. Hallelujah. We said when Paul said in the Lord, he had explained before. He says, in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, if you look at Ephesians 1, you know, one way you must learn to read the epistles is that inasmuch as those materials must be read together, are we together? But one of the things you must learn to read, or one of the mindsets you learn to read with, is that, you know, it's not likely that Paul wrote to the church at Rome and expected that if they had questions, they would run to Thessalonica. Are we together? Are we together? So that means that each of those letters answers questions in those letters to a large extent. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Those letters explain themselves. So if I have a question while reading through a particular letter, I just need to be patient in the same letter. Most times, I will find the answer. So sometimes all we just need to do in Bible reading is a diligent reading. A reading that engages the mind. You think through as you read. Hallelujah. You think through as you read. So it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Before then, in chapter 1, he says, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He says in verse 2, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Oh my. Who is the Lord? Look at what it says in 3. Everybody, can we read verse 3 together? Everybody want to go? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord. So who is the Lord? Can I ask a question? Who is the Lord? Can I ask you a question again? Who is the Lord? Look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. It says, can we read verse 1? Want to go? Again, want to go? Uh-huh. You open your mouth, read Ephesians 4:1. Want to go? The prisoner of who? The law. Okay, read on. So the Lord has called you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Referring to salvation, which includes responsibilities in it. The Lord has said, the Lord has called me. Hallelujah. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, 1 verse 2 and 3. Look at what it says in verse 4, everybody. Let's read verse 4 and 5 together. One to go. Okay. One what? Lord. Hallelujah. It says one Lord. Hallelujah. You read on again. You see in chapter 5. Look at chapter 5. In verse 8. What does it say? What does it say? You are light in the Lord. Did you see that? Did you see that? In the Lord. Look at verse 10, can we read? Want to go? What is acceptable to the Lord? Hallelujah. So Jesus is the Lord. Look at verse 17. Can we read? One, two, go. Did you see that? The will of the Lord. Look at 19. What does it say? To the Lord. Verse 20. What does it say? Did you see that? Our Lord Jesus Christ. He says in 22, that wives submit to your own husbands. In observe, it says your own. He didn't say wife submits to husbands. Nope. He says wife submits to your own husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. He says, as unto the Lord. Now, he's not saying that your husband is the Lord in this text, even though he is a Lord. But he's not calling your husband Lord in verse 22. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Rather, he says, just as you have submitted to the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, one of my demonstrations that I have submitted to the Lordship of Jesus is that I will submit to my husband. That is a married Christian woman. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He's not saying your husband is Lord, but he's saying in submitting to your husband, you are heeding the Lord's instruction. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? They're quiet. Does that make sense to you? Look at verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ, the head of the church, the savior of the body. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He says in verse 29, for no man had ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church. Hallelujah. So you will keep on saying Lord, Lord, chapter 1. You see Lord used for Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In chapter 3, you see Lord used for Jesus. In chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, you see Lord used. So in 6, because it says this verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Hallelujah. It says, you fathers, provoke not your children, verse 4, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In verse 7, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to men. Not to men. The Lord. Hallelujah. So it says in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord referred to there is what we saw in verse 2 and verse 3, the Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. So when he says, be strong in the Lord, that is an admonition. You can call it a charge, an instruction. Hallelujah. To be strong in Christ. To be strong in Christ. Now, before he says, be strong in the Lord, he had explained before then in chapter 1. In chapter 1, he had said certain things in the Lord. For example, he says in verse 3, that blessed be the God, we've seen that text, right? Right? And Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly in Christ. So in the Lord is in Christ. Hallelujah. Then it says there are spiritual realities. There are realities of the believer in Christ. Amen. I said amen. So when it says be strong in the Lord, I took on that text last week. And I told us that it simply means be strong on who you are in Christ. Say, I am strong on who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Look at this. The reason why a lot of believers live a defeated life, they are defeated by conducts, defeated by challenges, defeated by situations, defeated by, you know, name it also. Sometimes even activities of Satan. They seem defeated by that. It's because believers have not learned to acknowledge certain things. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at this. Demons don't respect your money. Men might respect your money. Hallelujah. Demons don't respect your money. Some sicknesses don't respect your money or your societal influence. In fact, you find out in the world today a lot of sick people who have very, very chronic disease. Some many of them are wealthy people. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying if you're wealthy, you're going to be sick. I didn't say that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. They love also sick poor people. Are we together? But I'm only saying that sickness does not really respond to money. Or else you will have incurable diseases. Life's challenges don't respond to societal influence. So that you have societal influence, a kind of influence in the world, does not make you immune to certain challenges or to all challenges. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But look at this. There is one thing that keeps you soaring above all. It is who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It keeps you soaring. Someone say soaring. Say soaring. Hallelujah. S-O-A-R-I-N-G. S-O-A-R-I-N-G. So he says, in the Lord, in Christ, be strong on who you are in Christ. Now, we did something. We looked at the activity. Sorry, we looked at the word strong last week. So go look at it again. The word strong. It says, be strong. Hallelujah. That's the structure. So God don't want you timid. God doesn't want you shy. God wants you bold. I say, God wants me what? Oh my God. I say, God wants me what? I'm going to preach you excited as well. I say, God wants me what? Hallelujah. Say, I'm not the shy type. I'm not timid. I'm not scared. Say, I am bold. Say, bold. Hallelujah. Look at it. You see, before you can even, in order to even get some things done in the natural, you have to demonstrate a great deal of boldness. Boldness. How much more in the spiritual? Hallelujah. You see, when you're physically bold, you can get a lot done physically. Are we together? Do I have an audience this morning? Ha. When you're physically bold, you can have what? You can have a lot done what? Physically. If you are shy and timid and always scared, you are like a scary cat. Are we together? People are going to ride on your head. You're going to take what belongs to you and give someone else. They're going to be bold. Part of being bold is being vocal. Learning to speak when you need to speak. When is the right time to speak? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, one of the greatest things a parent can teach his child, a son or a daughter, is to learn to speak up. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. When there is a need to. You must know when there is a need to. And when there is a need to, you must know to what? To speak up.
Why?
Look at this. One of the signs of boldness is his speaking. Is he clear, church? One of the signs of boldness is what? Us speaking. Glory to God forevermore. So in the natural, you want to get a lot of things done, you're serious about something, then many times you have to be bold, you have to speak up, you have to take actions. Hallelujah. In the right direction. And the same goes for the spiritual. When it comes to the things of the spirit, a way to get the things of God done is to be what? Bold. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. To be bold. To be strengthened. To be strong. We saw that word strong in the Lord. That's an instruction. So we said, God don't want you scared. God don't want you with scary cats. God doesn't want you to be timid. Someone say timid. You go out on evangelism, you're bold. You open your mouth and you preach. Say, I don't want to listen. Say, you go listen to me this way. Say, I don't have time. Well, the one you are using to speak, let me engage you. Say, I'm busy. Why we are still here? Let me engage you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You got to be bold. You see a sick man? Want to set a sick man free from sicknesses? You got to what? Be bold. You lay hands. You speak. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You got to be bold. Boldness gets more done than any other thing. You have to learn to dare. You dare. Are we together? The spirit of faith is not a timid one. It doesn't act timidly. It doesn't speak timidly. So it's not enough to speak sometimes. You have to speak up. So I say, speak up. So I say, speak up. Say, so speak up. Open your mouth, you talk. So he says, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. They were strong there from the word endunamu, right? Right? We saw how endunamu was used. Endunamu was used 9 times in the New Testament books of the Bible. It was used in 8 verses. Luke uses it in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 22, 2 times. Acts 9, in 22. He says, but Saul increased the more in strength. Hallelujah. Before now, you see previous verses. In verse 18, and immediately there fell from his eyes, and it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, rose, who was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul 7 days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Then he says, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. He takes boldness to preach. Look at verse 21. But all that had him were amazed and said. So when you see but, hallelujah, that means you're about to read of something contrary. You see but. He says, but all that had him were amazed and said. It's not this he that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem, and came either for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest. But Saul did what? Increase. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see, you must have narratives like this also to yourself in your life. Where you say, but I increased. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Why is there but? The but is there because of maybe a contrary situation. So the but is towards a positive trend. Are we together? It says, but Saul increased more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. He increased more in strength. That word increased And the word strength, both are the same word, endunamo. E-N-D-U-N-A-M-O-O. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 4, and then in verse 20. Romans chapter 4, and then in verse 20. We see that same word, endunamo. It says concerning Abraham. It speaks concerning Abraham. Hallelujah. Someone say Abraham. Someone say Abraham. Look at what it says. It says, therefore, verse 16, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. It says, who is the father of us all. It says, as it was written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens what? The dead. Hallelujah. And calleth those things that be not as though they were. I told you severally that the one who called those things that be not as though they were is not God. The one who called those things that be not as though they were was Abraham. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It was Abraham that called those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Observe something. It says in 16. It says, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Hallelujah. It now says in the next verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. So how did Abraham seize on the promise of God? How did Abraham give expression? How did Abraham walk in the realities of the promise of God? Because he was bold. Hallelujah. He was bold. Amen. True boldness, hallelujah, through a trust in the capabilities and the capacity, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The capacity, the limitlessity, hallelujah, in God. The limitlessness in God. Are we together? The sizelessness of God. Are we together? The agelessness of God. Are we together? Are we together? The limitlessness of God strengthened him. He took decisions based on consciousness of the capacity of Jehovah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That what God instructs is able to do. That what God promises is able to perform. Are we together? That boldness is why, is what we call faith. Is why Abraham is called the father of us all. He says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. Before him we believed, even God, who quickened the dead, called those things that be not as though they were. 18. Who against all believed in whom, that he might become the father of many nations. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. When he says, who against all believed in hope, it means in a situation that was hopeless, he had hope. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In a seemingly hopeless situation, he demonstrated hope. And look at this. This is a believer's authority. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. Look at that. It says that he might become the father of many nations. So how did he become the father of many nations? Verse 17. Look at this. It says, as it is written, I have made thee. And when he says, I have made thee the father of many nations, look at this. There was nothing in Abraham to signify that he was the father of many nations. He didn't have a son. Because the promise came before the birth of Isaac. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He didn't even have a son. But God has said, I will make you. Or he said, I have rather. He says, I have, not I will. I have made you a father of many nations. Hallelujah. We saw that by the change of his name to Abraham. Amen. Father of many nations. Abraham. So look at this. God gave him a promise, but he still had to walk in that promise. Hallelujah. He still had to walk in that promise. God spoke to him about a dominion. In this shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God spoke to Abraham about an influence. Hallelujah. But Abraham still had the responsibility to walk in the reality of that promise.
And how did he seize that promise? Through faith. He says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. 19. And be not weak in faith. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Be not weak in faith. In other words, in faith he was not weak. What does that mean? He was not weak, rather he was in faith. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He was not weak, rather than being weak, he was in faith. So be not weak, hallelujah, but in faith. What did he do? He considered not his own body now dead. So there is a consideration that faith gives you. Hallelujah. Faith changes your mindset. It makes you to see differently. Hallelujah. It makes you to see what God has said. It makes you to see possibilities where there seems to be no possibility. It makes you to see positivity where there seems to be no positivity. Where it seems negative all around, faith makes you to see aright. Hallelujah. Faith makes me to see what God sees. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So I can do according to what God has said and receive according to what he has promised. Faith makes me to see, hallelujah, what God sees. So I can do according to what he has said. Why? Because God gives instructions based on his perspective. Are we together? God will never give you an instruction based on your own perspective. No. He sees this way, so he instructs. So God will give you and I instructions based on his perspective. He knew definitely from his own perspective that the body of water is not enough, are we together, to impede motion. Are we together? He knew that the body of water was not enough to stop motion. So he says, go on. He says, put the rod in the water. That's an instruction. Hallelujah. Because from his perspective, waters can part. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? So he will give instructions based on his perspective. He will give instructions based on his perspective. Hallelujah. So faith is to see what God sees or how God sees. So I can do according to what he has said, hallelujah, so that I can receive according to what he has promised. Glory to God forevermore. Faith aligns my experiences with the promises of God. The promises of cities and lands in the gospel. Hallelujah. Men of different nations. Faith is to see that way. Say, I see that way. Hallelujah. So look at that. It says, be not weak, but in faith. Something like that. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Can we say he was strong in the Lord? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to perform. Therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So Abraham became righteous through boldness. He dared to believe God. Hallelujah. So again, when he says in verse 20, he says he was strong in faith. Again, that is the word endunamu. He was strong in faith. That is the word endunamu. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10, which is our text. In Philippians 4 verse 13. Philippians chapter 4 and then in verse 13. It says, I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. I showed you those texts. 1 Timothy 1 and 12. It says, the Lord strengthened me. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:1, 4:17. Hebrews 11:34. They work strong in faith.
Hallelujah.
I told you that that word endunamo refers to what you do by yourself. What you do by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Paul was resisted in Acts 9:22. But the Bible says he worked strong. Luke said rather that he worked strong.
Hallelujah.
So look at this. Waxing strong is God's will for me. It says, be strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. See, I am strong. We have said in Ephesians 1:19, he says, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ.
Hallelujah.
He had already said in 18, he says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Hallelujah.
He says, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Hallelujah.
Look at this. You see the word in used two times there. In two ways. He said in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
He says in 18, that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Wow.
So you have in Christ Jesus, you also have where? In the saints.
Did you see that?
Did you see that? Did you see that? You have in Christ Jesus, you also have in the saints. And Paul is referring to identification, union.
Union.
So when he says, the glory, what the riches of the glory, we've observed the word riches, right?
Right?
The word riches, isn't it? The word plotus. I said riches refers to what somebody has in abundance.
Hallelujah.
What a man has in abundance is called the riches of that man.
Are we together?
So when we say the riches of God, we are referring to what God has in abundance. So he says, what the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints. So you have in Christ.
Hallelujah.
In Christ. In 19, it says, according to the working of his mighty power, which we wrought where? In Christ Jesus. So verse 18, you see in the saints. Then 19, you see where? In Christ Jesus. So look at this. What was done in the saints was done in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And what was done through Christ Jesus was done in the saints.
Union.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So he says, you will have spiritual insight that you will know the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance. What does he mean by the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Verse 3, he says, these are spiritual blessedness.
Hallelujah.
He mentions some spiritual blessedness, blessedness in the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. By the time you look closely, you observe that blessedness in Ephesians 1 verse 3 down into verse 14. In verse 13 and 14, he calls that blessedness the Spirit. The Spirit. So the Spirit of Christ is in the saints. Saints are in the Spirit of Christ. We can throw it anyway. We are referring to the same thing.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. We can throw it in any direction, but we are referring to the same thing. So he's talking about who you are in Christ. I told you last week that Paul is saying to make a big deal of who you are in Christ. To be big on who God has made you in Christ Jesus. In other words, place premium on the things that you have in common with Jesus. He says those things, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
is where strength is. in those things is where the strength of God is. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Be strong in Christ, in the power of his might. I've explained the power of his might to you. The word kratos and iskus. Iskus speaks of strength. Kratos speaks of dominion. The strengthening of his dominion. It speaks of the supply of God in the believer in the spirit. The supply of God in the believer in the spirit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In Ephesians 3 verse 20, it says, unto him that has been able to do, I corrected that text to you, exceedingly abundantly above all. So what is the thing that he has been able to do exceedingly abundantly? Chapter 1. How he raised us together with Christ, chapter 2. Are we together? The working of his mighty power when he raised up Christ from the dead, 1 verse 19 and 20. And then in chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, we saw that he raised us up together with Christ. He called that salvation, a demonstration of his great love. In 7, in 8, he calls it the grace of God. Hallelujah. In 9, he says it is the what? It is the mercy of God. It is the work of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It is the gift of God. In verse 10, he says you are his workmanship. Poema. You are the fruit of his what? Labor. Hallelujah. Workmanship. Glory to God forevermore. I said glory to God forevermore. So Ephesians 6:10 is Paul charging the believer to take advantage of who you are and what you have in the Lord. Now let me tell you something very closely. Taking advantage of who you are and what you have in the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Say, I take advantage. Say, I take advantage of who I am and what I have in the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I stay conscious and I take advantage of who I am and all I have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Taking advantage. You must learn to use it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You must learn to use it. Abilities in Christ are meant to be used. Possessions in Christ are meant to be used. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Let's take the next few minutes. Let's look at the activities of that strength. The activities of that strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we see certain words. Follow me closely. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 3, look at what Paul said. For the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. I'll take it again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare. So look at this. There's a warfare. Someone say there's a warfare. Someone say there's a warfare. So he says there's a warfare and there are weapons. But it says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So look at that. In our warfare, we're pulling down. Someone say pulling down. Now you need some strength to pull down, right? Right? You need some strength to pull down, right? Agree with me?
You need some strength pulled out. You agree with me? Hallelujah. You need some greater Lord strength pulled down. Look at me. If all you're pulling down is strong, then you need a great strength. Isn't it? So it's a stronghold, but it's a pull down.
Look at what it says. It says, mighty true God. Again, it uses the word might. Mighty.
Hallelujah.
In other words, there is a dominion already supplied. Observe in Ephesians 6, it says, in the power of his might. In chapter 1, it says, according to the working of his might, mighty power.
Hallelujah.
According to the working of his might. Someone say might. In Ephesians 3, it says that they will grant you to be strengthened by his spirit in the inner man.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. He will grant you to be strengthened by his spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3. If you look at verse,
hallelujah,
verse 16, it says he will grant you to be strengthened, to be strengthened with might by the spirit. You say, be strengthened with might by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
So when we're talking about God, there is a might that comes to our consciousness. A might.
Hallelujah.
So it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3.
Hallelujah.
In verse 4 now. It says it is mighty through God. So the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity. He speaks of subduing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I said hallelujah. He speaks of what? Subduing. He speaks of bringing things under influence.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. You brought it under influence, under control.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now you observe that when it says the weapon of our warfare and the warfare that we are in, he did not mention people. The very first thing you must also note is that we are not at war with people. Glory to God. So he says, we do not war after the flesh. So we are not at war with people. We might be at war with what people are doing. Are we together? But we are not at war with just people themselves. In themselves.
Hallelujah.
We are at war with influences. Don't say influences. Say influences. So we're looking at the activities of that strength. Activities of endunamo. And then we see in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5, it refers to belief systems. Strongholds, imaginations, thoughts. Those are belief systems.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The preaching of the gospel. Let's look at another word. Let's just walk around. Are we together? Are we together? Let's just explore. Are we together? I'll be in the scriptures. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Are you there? Second Corinthians 2:14. So can we read together? Want to go? Now thanks be unto God. Can we open our mouth and read? Want to go? Can you open your mouth and read? Want to go? Okay. So again, you see a triumphing.
Hallelujah.
Then you see a making manifest. I'll explain that text. That he's not saying that he will make us a triumph. He says he has already made us a triumph. I've explained that text detailedly to you. It leads us in the triumphant reign. Hallelujah.
But again, you see, he says, we are making manifest, or he is making manifest the savor of his knowledge by us.
So there is the laying of God's knowledge by us. Again, dominion. There is what God is doing today, a warfare, and it's a rulership of his knowledge, and it is by us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So he says, you'll be strong. It is by us. It is by us. So he says, you'll be strong. He says, you'll be strong. It is by us. Because by the time you look at the next verse, 15, it says, for we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ. In them that are saved, and in them that perish, to them, to the one, we are a savour of death unto death, and to the other, a savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Look at 17. What did he say? He says, do we, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, the sight of God, speak we in Christ. So he speaks of the knowledge of God, the ministry of the gospel. Hallelujah. He says we don't sell the word. We don't ask people to pay for the word. Without taking much time, further, look at Jude again. How did Jude put it? Let's just look at some text this morning. Jude. We're looking at the activities of that strength. In Jude, verse 3, what does it say? It says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to you, to write unto you, of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Which was once delivered unto the saints. He says to contend. Again, this is an activity of that strength. To contend. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In James chapter 4. In verse 7. He says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. He will flee. Hallelujah. Resist the devil. So we see activities of that strength. He says to contend. Hallelujah. He says a warfare. He says to resist. He used the word triumph and to spread the knowledge of a triumph. Hallelujah. How did Peter put it? Peter in 1 Peter 5 and then verse 8. Look at what Peter said. He says in verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. So my steadfastness in the faith is how I resist glory to God forevermore. And look at the context. He was not talking about demons walking up and down at night looking for blood to drink. He was talking about persecutions. He says, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Persecution. He says persecution. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's like the devil. Amen. Amen. He says you will resist. So how is persecution? He says by being steadfast in the faith. By being steadfast in the faith, you will not be overcome. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 and 8. So we see all this deals with that strength. What else do we see? Look at Philippians 1, everybody. Philippians 1, verse 30. In verse 29. For unto you it is given on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Verse 30. And having the same conflict which you saw in me, and here to be in me. Look at the word conflict. It says there's a conflict, a warfare. That word conflict is the word agon, where we have the word agonizomai. Agon. Agon is where we have the word agonize. Are we together? Are we together? Where we have agonizomai. The word conflict. The same word occurs again in Colossians 2. In verse 1, it says, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you." Now, by the time you observe all of these texts we have been seeing so far, you observe it borders around the activities of the gospel. It borders around what? The activities of the gospel. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Around the activities, the preaching of the gospel, steadfastness in the gospel, the ministry of the gospel, the ministry of the gospel. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 10, he says we are at war, but our war is not against flesh and blood. He says it's against teachings, against beliefs, thoughts, imaginations, doctrines, philosophies, religions, hallelujah, mindsets, world views, belief systems. He says we are bringing them to the subjection of Christ. Glory to God forevermore. We see the word agon again in 1 Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians in chapter 2, I think verse 2. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 2. Hallelujah. In verse 1, it says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that we had suffered before," he says, "and we were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention." Hallelujah. With much contention, we were bold. Look at the words bold. Much contention. Suffered. Hallelujah. It speaks of a labor. Like a warfare. The word agon. Hallelujah. Was used for struggle. Or a fight. In 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Again we see the word agon. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It says in 1 Timothy 6, 12, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. You see the word fight there? The word agon. Was used in 2 Timothy 4 and 7. He says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Hallelujah. I have fought a good fight. In 1 Timothy 6 and 12, again, what could Paul say? That word faith in 1 Timothy 6 and 12 is translated faithfulness. Fight the good fight of faithfulness. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We see that same word again used in Hebrews chapter 12. And then in verse 1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, which doth easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." That word race is another word for fight. It is the word agon. Let us run. Let us fight the fight that is before us. That is what the writer of Hebrews was saying. Let us run. He says, with patience, the race that is set before us. That word race is the word fight. Is the word agon. Hallelujah. Observe this text that it has to do with the preaching of the gospel. Either persecution for the preaching of the gospel, which requires steadfastness and faithfulness. Hallelujah. Or our attitude to wrong doctrines, which also requires our faithfulness in the right teaching. Are we together, church? And that is the warfare. And that is what the warfare is about. And that is the peak, the focus of our warfare. He says, I have kept the faith. We see another word. The word athleo. A-T-H-L-E-O. You know, Paul is such a skillful teacher. He throws words around. Hallelujah. Because Paul wants to paint an image. He's a skillful teacher. He loves to paint an image in your mind when he's teaching. So that you can use your imaginations. So that by the use of your imaginations, you can have a full grasp of what he's teaching. Hallelujah. It was athleo, occurs in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And then in verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And then in verse 4. 5. He says in verse 5. He says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is not crowned, except he strives what? Lawfully. The word strive there is the word athleo. It means to contend. It means to compete. Hallelujah. So look at me, church. We're in a competition. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Because God is in a competition. Are we together? Are we together? He says, you compete. We strive. Hallelujah. Observe, you also see that word strive as translated in the English by the translator of the King James Version. You see the word strive used in 2 Timothy 2, just in verse 24. Look at what it says. It says in verse 22, flee youthful lust. 23, it says avoid unlearned and foolish questions. It says that gender strives. So verse 24, it says the servant of the Lord must not strive. So why would you say that the servant of the Lord must not strive, and yet it says strive for the mastery? Two different words are being used there. The word strive for the mastery, I told you, is the word athleo. It means to earnestly contend, hallelujah, for something to be done. Earnestly contend for something to be achieved, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But by the time you look at verse 24, that word strive there is used against men. So it says you will not strive against men. It is the word makomai in the Greek. Makomai is spelled M-A-C-H-O-M-A-I. M-A-C-H-O-M-A-I. It means a dispute. A dispute. We see that same word in John 6:52. When it says the Jews strove among themselves. In Acts 7:26. How they strove, hallelujah, against Philip. Against Stephen rather. In James chapter 4 verse 2, where it says you fight, you war among yourselves. It says among you there is fighting in your members. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So he speaks with disputing with men. He says not so. But he says we are in a kind of a dispute. A different word athleo. Like someone running a race, a competition. So the gospel of Christ is in the race. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And God has his men. Say God has me. Say God has me. Say I am God's man. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see another word used again in Romans chapter 15. The word strive. Romans 15 and then in verse 30. Romans 15 and then in verse 30. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Romans chapter 15. And then in verse 30, what does he say? He says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together, hallelujah, with me in your prayers. The word sunagonizomai, hallelujah, which means to labor together. So there is a laboring together of men in the gospel. In the gospel. You see in verse 20, in verse 20, he says, 1 Corinthians 15, 20, sorry, Romans 15, 20. He says, yeah, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. I have strived to preach the gospel. So we see striving, laboring, fight, warring, warfare, contend, hallelujah, run, race, glory to God forevermore. I say glory to God forevermore. These words are activities of that word endunamu. Similar renderings. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In Romans 15:20, where we have the word, it says, I strive to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. Strive. It speaks of labor. Labor is the word philotimiomai. I spell it P-H-I-L-O. You see the word philio there. Hallelujah. Then timiomai, T-I-M-E-O-M-A-I. P-H-I-L-O, T-I-M-E-O-M-A-I. It speaks of labor. We see the same word in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and then in verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and then in verse 9. It says, wherefore we labor that we may present, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. And again, it speaks of the preaching of the gospel. Look at another word used by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and then in verse 26. He says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I. So there is a fight. Not as one that beats the air. The word fight there is the word puktio. Puktio is spelled P-U-K-T-E-O. Puktio. It speaks of contention as of a boxer. Hallelujah. So you see the word conflict. You see the word fight. You see the word struggle. You see the word race. You see the word contend. You see the word strife. Hallelujah. You see the word. You see the word. You see the word. You see the word. You see the word war. Warfare. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at this. It tells you one thing, church. The gospel is what we do. Are we together? Look at me. I don't care whether you are an engineer or a doctor or a pharmacist or a lawyer. If you're a believer, you have been enrolled in an army. One of the most stupid things that can happen is to be in the midst of a war and have no clue. Hallelujah. And be clueless as to where you are. You are in the midst of warfare and then you are clueless. You have no idea what is happening. Are we together? Oh, stand a chance to fall a casualty. May you not fall a casualty. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But you see something? If you are a member of the body of Christ, we're in the warfare. And see, we're in the competition. And see, we're in the fight. Hallelujah. And see, we're in the struggle. A struggle. Hallelujah. But look at this. The gospel is what we do. What did I say? The gospel is what we do. What did I say? The gospel is what we do. The gospel is our fight. The gospel is our warfare. The gospel is where we strive in. The gospel is that race. The gospel is that warfare. Is that contention. Is that competition. Is that fight. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We don't fight people. We are laborers in the gospel. The gospel is that labor. So the demonstration of God's strength is in that labor. Hallelujah. The demonstration of God's strength is in that labor. So Jesus rose from the dead. And then it says, all authority, all dominion, right, power, might is given unto me in heaven and on earth. It says, go ye therefore. It is and open more businesses. It didn't say, go ye therefore and take up the markets. It didn't say, go ye therefore and amass crowds. It didn't say, go ye therefore and thrive in your professions. It says, go ye therefore and make what? Disciples. So look at this. Discipleship is that warfare. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Where God has deployed all of resources, where you are also to deploy all of God's resources in you. Glory to God forevermore. So Paul says, be strong in the Lord. He says, be strong in the Lord. He says, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So the fight is either in the preaching of the gospel or in the setting aside, the putting away the flames of falsities. So the resisting, the fight, hallelujah, found in the epistles is about the gospel of Christ. The same way Israel fought wars, the same way Joshua was found in wars, I will see myself in the warfare of God, where God has already deployed his strength. The strength is found in the resurrection. The strength is found in what Christ has done. The strength is found in the supply of the Spirit of God in the believer. So that my part in that warfare, he says, and do not more, what I've explained to you, that also imply to what? To make a public stand. To take a public stand. Hallelujah. My part in this warfare is that I will preach the gospel. No matter what. Glory to God. Say no matter what. Say no matter what. You see, your part in this warfare is that your gaze is kept. It's a fight of focus. Where you keep your gaze, where you set your face like a flint, where you are undisturbed and unperturbed, where you are unmoved and unchecked. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at this. Where it is either this or nothing. It is either this or this. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. When you are dogged and ruggedly disposed, are we together, church? Are we together? Your disposition is like that dog, that bulldog that holds on to something and won't let go. Hallelujah. He says that is our warfare. My part in this warfare is that I will preach the gospel and I will take a public stand with it. So he says, oh, I'm of God. A public stand for the gospel. A public stand for the gospel. Just like Abraham, which we have read. Just like Paul, which we have read. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, which we have read. Just like the apostles in Acts 4. Are we together? Are we together? Paul was resisted and he did what? He worked strong. Say, work strong. Say, work strong. Hallelujah. Say, work strong. Say, work strong. Are we together? Strength is not what you say, it's what you do. Say, work strong. Say, work strong. Say, unmovable. Look at this. It's an Holy Ghost attitude. What I call it? An Holy Ghost attitude. You see? There is the Holy Ghost attitude for the Holy Ghost missions. Holy Ghost attitude for an Holy Ghost mission. Hallelujah. An Holy Ghost attitude, attitude created upon by the Spirit of God. An attitude of hardness. Attitude of grit. Are we together? Are we together? Look at this. Where an assignment, it looks as though an assignment is refusing to happen. So I happen to it. Are we together? Are we together? Where you have your way. Is it a sea? We have departed. Are we together? Is it a wall? We break it down. Are we together? Are there nations we pass through? Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? An Holy Ghost attitude of grit, hard off, boldness. Let me give you a word. An Holy Ghost attitude of boju. Did you get a church? Did you get a church? Is an Holy Ghost, what did I call it? Boju. Are we together? Are we together? It's an Holy Ghost what? Attitude. God doesn't want scary cards. Chicken-hearted people. Spineless believers. No. You can't take a stand.
You can't say, no.
Hallelujah. It says, be strong in the Lord. Just like Abraham. Where your faith is set. In the midst of obvious challenges. Personal challenges. Hallelujah. You're set. The mission. The mission is possible. The mission carried out. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I have dealt with my resolve. I have dealt with my resolve to preach the gospel. It's what we do. As you make money, it's what you do. When you have not made money, it's what you do. You're a student in university, it's what you do. When you graduate, it's what you do. Graduated waiting for a job is what you do. You got a job, you were sacked, is what you do. You were sacked, you pick another job, is what you do. You start a business, it's not working, that's what you do. After it is not working, that's what you do. Hallelujah. Constancy. Constancy. Consistency. An Holy Ghost attitude of persistency. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What did that Holy Ghost attitude lead to? It will lead to a prevailing. Glory to God forevermore. You look at the book of Hebrews. Pray for me, I close. You look at the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11. You see those men mentioned. Samuel was mentioned. David was mentioned. Hallelujah. Abraham. Elijah. Gideon. Even women were mentioned. Deborah was mentioned. I dare to mention Ruth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You see, men of faith are born of that same attitude. Look at this. The way God works with men has not changed. And the way man should walk with God has also not changed. Are we together, church? He says, be strong in the Lord. He says, be strong in what Christ has done. In the power of his might. His course. He speaks of efforts. Where God has an effort through me. Say, God has an effort through me. Hallelujah. In the power of his might. The word power there means a strength that is exercised. So knowing that God's power is in the saints, Paul says there is a working of that power that is available to the believer in the service of the Lord. There's a power at work in you. Hallelujah. Church, there's a power at work in you. At work in you in the service of the Lord. I'm telling you. There's a power at work in you in the preaching of the gospel. And that power is a prevailing power. It is a subduing power. I told you in Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 14 and 15, he says, for as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were their lifetime subject to what? To bondage. He says that he might destroy him that had the power of death. He speaks of a dominion, a prevalence, a conquest. Hallelujah. So the same way Jesus conquered death, I prevail over every circumstance around the preaching of the gospel. How am I sure that the circumstance is not stronger than what Jesus faced? Look at it. It says that you will know the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of God in the saints, which is according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. It is the same power. The same strength. Someone say same strength. So he says you will walk in that strength. You will take a stand in that strength. Hallelujah. You take a stand and supply the resurrection. You take a stand in the finished work of Christ. You will take a stand in what Christ has deposited in you. You will take a stand in the indwelling of the Spirit. Are we together, church? So in the activities of that strength, we see God's work being carried out. Fight, contend, warfare, labor, strife, conflict. So I said, just like Samuel, David, Gideon, Moses, Abraham, Joshua, we are also contending today. Is it clear, church? And that contention is for what? It's for the gospel. Are we together? See, I don't bow out. See, I don't bow out. See, I give it all. See, I give it all. See, I give it all. Just like Jesus gave his all. The strength of God is in me to give my all. Praise the Lord. Just like Jesus gave his all, there's a working of his mighty power in me to give my all. Every day of the week, every week of the month, I'm not tired. I'm not weary. I trust in the living God. I'm not tired. I'm not weary. I trust in the living God. I believe I'll have enough to serve the Lord and to take care of things. Hallelujah. I'll have enough health. I'll have enough resources. I'll have enough strength. I'll have enough company. Hallelujah. Why? Because I already have enough of God supplying my spirit. Glory to God forevermore. I say glory to God forevermore. There's a working of his mighty power that is at work in his church today. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. There's a working of his mighty power. There's a working of his mighty power. There's a working of his mighty power. There's a working of God's mighty power that is at work in his church today. There's a working, the mighty working, the working of God's mighty power, the mighty working of God's power in and through the believer, in and through you. Everyone who has that spirit has that working. Everyone who is born again has that working. That working makes you to run tirelessly. It makes you to walk without giving up. You see, a believer can't give up. Never give up spirit. A die-hard attitude. Are we together? It's hard to die. Hallelujah. It's hard for me to give up. I don't know how to give up. I've forgotten how to give up. I've come thus far only to go further. Are we together, church? I don't give in to oppressions. I don't give in to persecutions. I don't give in to threats. I don't give in to all those things. I don't give in to discouragements. I don't give in to discouraging situations. I don't give in to oppositions. I don't give in to threats. I don't give in to denials. I don't give in to tough times. I don't give in. I go for it. And I keep going. And I keep going. I keep going. And I'm strengthened in the Lord. He's a source of strength that does not run dry. He's a source of strength that does not go out. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Just be on your feet this morning. And give him praise for that supply of strength. So he says, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. God is at work in me. Father is at work in me. I'm the residence of the Father. I have the residence of the Father in me. God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Oh, God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Oh, God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Oh, God is at work in me. God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Oh, God is at work in me. Oh, God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Father is at work in me. The Spirit of God is at work in me. The Spirit of God is at work in me. Oh, the Spirit of God is at work in me. Oh, the Spirit of God is at work in me. Oh, the Spirit of God is at work in me. God is at work in me. Father is at home in me. And He is at work in me. Hallelujah. 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 Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Be strong in the Lord. It means be encouraged in the Lord. Your commitment is not ordinary. It is the power of God at work. When we go for missions, we keep going. When we go on the streets of evangelism, we keep going. In seeking out of sin, we keep at it. It is not my strength. It is the Lord's strength at work in me. I put on that garment. I put on the armor of God. I am faithful. I am steadfast. Put it upon by the grace of God. In the name of God Jesus, I will serve God in my generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will serve God in your generation. You will serve God in your generation. You will serve Him for long because of His power at work. I give expression to that power. I don't give up. I don't know how to give up. I've forgotten how to give up. I've forgotten how to give up. I don't retrace my steps. I keep walking. I keep moving. 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 Walking, I keep moving. With the strength of God, if it is the strength of God, it is the speed of God. If it is the strength of God, it is the speed of Jehovah. If it is the strength of God, it is the mission of Jehovah. If it is the strength of God, it is the wisdom of Jehovah. If it is the strength of God, it is the resource of Jehovah. I have the God kind of strength. I run the God kind of race. I acquire the God kind of speed. I have the God kind of resource. In the natural, in the spiritual, everything I do, because of the ministry, I have the speed of God. What I do in favor of the ministry, I have the resource of God. In the name of Jesus, everywhere I go, because I'm into the ministry, everyone I meet, directly or indirectly because of the ministry, everything I lay my hands on, either directly or indirectly attached to the ministry, I have the wisdom of God. I have the speed 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 of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I have the resource of God. There is no barrenness. I have the wisdom of God. There is no confusion. I have the speed of God. There is no delay. I have the wisdom of God. I have the method of God. There is no corruption. In the name of Jesus Christ.